All right, good afternoon, or good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Wednesday, July 5th, 2023. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Senegal, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Alford, if you feel led to rise.
Please bow your heads. Heavenly Father, again, we thank you. We thank you for this beautiful day, a day that we can stand and represent the citizens of Jefferson County. We ask that you bless our employees, our elected officials, their families, and thank you for a beautiful fourth. We ask you, we even thank you for the rain that's coming down. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And if you don't mind, let's say the pledge in unison.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our meeting today with a time of public comment. If you wish to make a comment about any item that's on the agenda today, you may approach the lectern. If you're online, you may press star 6 to unmute your line. So public comment period is open. Hearing none, we'll close this time of public comment and move on to items under purchasing. Item A is consider and approve specifications for request for proposals for cafeteria services for Jefferson County. Item B is to execute, receive, and file a contract for invitation for bid for landside road pavement repairs at Jack Brooks Regional Airport with Elite Contractors and Equipment Limited for a total contract amount of $2,730,071. Pursuant to Chapter 262, Texas Local Government Code, County Purchasing Act 2, Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 326, the project is 100% funded by the FAA Airport Improvement Program Grant Number 37. The award of this project was approved by the court on May 2nd of 2023. Item C is to execute, receive, and file a lease agreement for request for proposals for lease of properties acquired as a result of buyout with Bridget Walston, Justin Pearson, Mike and Sandy Miller, and Kristen Morton. Item D is consider and approve an increase for software services agreement with Tyler Technologies in the amount of $13,529.73, bringing the total contract amount from $2,030,027 to $2,043,556.70. Related to travel, the estimated travel in the agreement was $166,222, and the actual travel was $179,751.73 in accordance with the Sourcewell contract. Item E is to discuss and possibly approve the purchasing agent to enter into contract negotiations for request for proposal of auditing services for Jefferson County. Item F is to discuss and possibly approve the purchasing agent to enter into contract negotiations for RFP for the rebid of the FEMA Grant Management Services for Jefferson County pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 326. And item G is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file disposition of salvage properties authorized by Local Government Code Section 263.1523 for broken or obsolete items. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Pierce.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Erickson. Any discussion?
I have one, and I'll just be up front. The D, Tyler Technology, $166,000. It did so many of those Zoom meetings, and then all of a sudden they spent $13,000 over. It looked like a go-around. I can tell you now I can't support that. So my vote with no is a no on that.
Okay. Any other discussion? I did have a question, Deb, on those broken or obsolete items under item G. It appears that those are all computers. Do we make sure that we wipe those clean or destroy the hard drive or whatever?
Yeah, they are.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Any other discussion on any other item? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
And we...
The Judge, I vote aye on everything except D. I vote no on D.
D. Okay. So we got two no votes on item D by Commissioners Alford and Senegal. Understood. All right. Any other notations on that vote? All right. The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, item A is consider and approve a budget transfer for Road Bridge Precinct 1 for purchase of an ice machine and ice bin. Item B is consider and approve a budget transfer for Road Bridge Precinct 3 for additional costs for telephone. Item C is to receive and file a subrecipient agreement for American Rescue Plan Act Coronavirus State and Local Fiscal Recovery Funds with the City of China. Item D is consider and approve total electronic disbursement of $4,406,100 to Bank of New York Mellon for principal and interest payments for the refunding bond series 2012. Item E is consider and approve total electronic disbursement for $821,575 to Bank of Oklahoma Financial for principal interest and paying agent fee payments for certificates of obligation series 2019. Item F is consider and approve electronic disbursement for $1,249.64 to the Texas Department of Criminal Justice for July insurance reimbursement. Item G is consider and approve a budget transfer for purchasing for additional costs for advertising and postage in the amount of $5,800. Item H is consider and approve the county judge to execute advance funding agreement with Texas Department of Transportation for bridge replacement at Erie Street and LNVA Canal in Precinct 4. And item I is regular county bills, check numbers 507692 through 507863. Do I have a motion on those items under auditor?
So moved. Second.
Been moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion?
No discussion. Just quick questions. Patrick, do you have how much we saved on those D and C, those refundings? Do you know by any chance?
On D&E. The only refunding we did back was, it was a while back, probably 2011.
Okay.
It was $11 million, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Back then, saved interest cost.
You know, okay.
We did, we're at the point on the 2012 series that we have, after this payment, principal payment, there'll be two more. We'll have one in 2024 and 2025.
Okay, great.
Very good.
And thank you on this with TxDOT on this funding for the bridge at Erie Street. It is very much so needed and without a question.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they reached out to Michelle on where to send the contract, so we got it on. Judge can sign it after court today.
Okay.
No match was the great thing. So.
Okay, it's not on my computer, so.
Yeah, I've got to get it sent to you.
Very good. All right. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Commissioners, we have two items. Item A is received file completed reinvestment zone order for Lindy, previously approved on January 31st, 2023. The reason for the amendment is to include a 911 address pursuant to Section 312.401 of the Texas Tax Code. And item B is considered possibly approved, receive, and file an annual report of Jefferson County ESD number 4 for fiscal year ending 2022 pursuant to chapter or section 775.082 of the Texas Health and Safety Code. Do I have a motion on those two items?
So moved. Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Erickson and Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And that completes our regular agenda. Is there any member of the court or elected official who wishes to bring anything to the attention of the public without our taking action?
Judge, I want to thank again Commissioner Senegal for sending the help he did to help us rock Walden and Smith Road. It was a huge success, done a lot faster than we ever thought, especially fast with his help and his people's help. Thank you.
Wonderful. Anything else? Well, I hope everybody had a wonderful 4th of July. You'll have the rest of your week will be rather abbreviated, but We appreciate
it. I had one, Judge. See, I'm still did it.
I like that. That's a nice one. All right, if there's nothing further, then we are adjourned and we'll shortly begin a closed session, so we'll want to empty out the courtroom as quickly as we can. Thank you.